And if you were to go to Capernaum today, or Tiberias, which would be a city right near it, and between those two cities, here's Tiberias and here's a Capernaum right here, is a city called Tagba. And it is, if you were to go there today, you could actually go through the ruins of a church, and on their floor is a mosaic made out of tile of the multiplication of fish from the 3rd century. So this is right in the area where Jesus spent a lot of time. At a restaurant, you could go in any one of those cities, and if you were to order fish, on the menu is a thing called St. Peter's fish. So I had to try it. If you go over there, I wouldn't recommend it. But it is tilapia is the fish that is called St. Peter's fish. So how many of you eat tilapia? It's a white fish. Pretty good. Except the way they did it, it wasn't pretty good. Anyway, fish. So here we go. And let's think about this. All of life teaches biblical principles. All right? So if you could repeat that with me. All of life,
teaches
biblical principles.
Biblical.
So what you have in this story is Jesus is trying to teach us some spiritual principles using a natural phenomenon. And it's the story of the sower, the seeds, and the dirt, or the soils. Let's begin. Well, before we go there, so you have Capernaum up at the top of Lake Galilee, and you have Tiberias here, and between them is Tagba, but right between Tagba and Capernaum is a natural slope that comes down to the sea, Lake Galilee. And it's a natural sloping hillside. And if you were to go there even today, people believe that that is where Jesus taught, in a field right next to that sea. So you are now right there, and it slopes right down to Lake Galilee, and it makes a natural amphitheater. The scriptures would actually say that Jesus was on the water. Well, now we know he wasn't sitting on the water. He was in a boat. But it's just interesting the way the Greek would translate that for us. He was on the water. And because of that, when he began to teach, people could hear him speak. Fascinating. So here is the story. And he began to teach again by the sea. It was such a great multitude that gathered to hear him that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he began teaching them many things in parables, and they were listening. And here now comes the parable. Listen to this. The word listen in Greek is this word called akousete. And it is where you get the word acoustic. And Jesus didn't need any of the microphone stuff that we all sang in. Jesus was just, because he was there on the sea, it spoke and people could hear. They are guessing it was probably 1,000 or 2,000 people listening to him who sat by the sea. He says, listen to this. Behold, a sower went out to sea. A sower went out to sow. And it came about that while he was sowing, some seed fell beside the road, and the birds ate it up. So now, working with our principle that all of life teaches biblical principles, and my hope for you is that you are able to have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, so that you can understand some things that Jesus is trying to teach all of us. So now the question is, are you listening? So turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
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 Yeah, Rocky, you got to talk to all your neighbors there. Are you listening?
Are you listening?
Are you hearing?
Are you hearing?
And that's a question for all of us, isn't it? Because there are times in our lives when we don't listen. How many of you have had your spouses say, "Are you listening to me?" Or in Beck's case, "You're not listening to me." So there is this sense in which we have to be reminded to listen, to hear what's being said. So here we come. There was some seed that fell beside the road, and birds came and ate it. There is four kinds of soil. The first is that the seed that comes by a road. What was happening there in Israel is that the seed, when people who were farming, they would go out and just throw seed out of a postal bag. If you've ever seen postal guys serving and they have a bag there, well, that's close to what it looked like in Israel. They would have their seed in the bag and they'd be walking and throwing. And some of the soil would be tilled, and what you see in this first one is that the soil was hard. There's two ways that they sowed seed back then. The other one would be, the guy didn't want to get his shoes dirty, I guess, but they would put the bag of seed on a donkey, and they'd lead the donkey, and it would leak out the seed. Not a real effective way to do that, but that is the two ways they did it. Hard ground, what is that all about? The hard ground would be, if you look out over here, you'll see some corn out there. In between some chunks of what they were trying to sow would be what is called a road in a field. And people would walk on it and trodden it down so that it was hard. It was hard soil. And so the seed couldn't penetrate the hard soil. And so the birds would come along and eat it up. And of course, the working metaphor for our parable for us, the lesson, is that we don't want to be the hard soil. We want to be the soil that receives the seed so that it can grow. That's the first one. Now here comes the second one for us. Other seed fell on the rocky ground where it didn't have much soil, and it sprang up, but because it had no depth of soil, it would wither and die. The topography of Israel in this part of the world is rocky soil. They would have a thin layer of dirt on top of limestone. It wasn't that there was a lot of loose rocks everywhere. It was that there was limestone everywhere. That's why they built everything with limestone in that part of the world. And the seed would fall on the soil, but because the soil had no great depth, it withered. It couldn't survive. And the scriptures would tell us that there are people whose journey of faith would be, they are like seed that gets sown on a rocky soil. They take the message, they hear the message, but it doesn't seem to grow. And my admonition to all of you is be people who hear the word, and then nurture that seed within you so that you can grow. Here comes the third of the soils. This is verse 7. And the other seed fell upon the ground, and the thorns came up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. And so the third of the seeds falling on the soil is that the soil falls into the ground, but there are weeds there, and the weeds grow up and choke the seed. And you and I have all known people who, with wonderful intentions, want to follow Jesus, but the cares of the world gather around them, and it chokes them out. I have a number of my family who alcohol was that which choked them out. I'm Irish. My dad says to me, if you start drinking whiskey, it'll ruin your life. And he said that to, I have six, there's six of us. And he told that to every one of my sisters and brother. Things can choke out your faith. Another would be wealth. You know, where we think money is going to be the end all, and money isn't going to be the end all. God above is the end all. What Jesus does for us is the end all. He gives you enough to provide you for your life. And the crazy thing is he gives you enough abundance that you have stuff to share. Isn't that crazy? And I love that about what happens with God's people. As God's people grow, they're given an abundance. And that abundance then gets shared with everybody else. How cool is that? Anyway, there's three soils, and none of them take. There's the hard dirt. There's the rocky soil. And then there's the soil that grows up with thistle, and it chokes out the life of the seed. Now we get to the good soil. And the good soil is that which the rocks have been cleared out, and the seed is able to grow. Do you know how many of you had a piece of toast this morning, or a muffin, or English muffin? Anybody like any of those kinds of things? Do you know that that bread that you have, they've been growing flour and grain for 9,000 years? And there is a grain that you can get even today called einkorn that is from this part of the world, and the root of that goes back way past even Jesus' day, 9,000 years old. But it says, let's take a peek at what it says. Another seed fell upon good soil, and as they grew up and increased, they yielded a crop and produced 30, 60, and 100 fold. Let he who has ears, let him hear. And then in 10 it says, as soon as he was alone, his followers began to ask, what does the parable mean? And he said to them, to you has been given the mystery, or mysterium, that would be Greek, the kingdom of God. But for those who are outside, they hear in parables, but they may hear but not understand. They may see but not perceive. So our work as a church family is to help people grow in their faith and to be the good soil, so that when the seed of faith gets placed within us, it can take root. And that root then can flourish. Now, you and I need to do our part in helping that seed of faith grow. And I'm going to give you some basic things, and then we're going to talk about the baptism. If you want to weed the seed of faith that is growing within you, here are the component pieces. You need to get a Bible. You need to start to read it. And if you don't have anybody that you can read it with, you know, get here and we can hook somebody up with you so you can be reading along with others. But get a Bible and start to read it. And it might be you want to have a journal so you can write some things down that you're learning. Because God's word in your life will take hold. And then your life is going to change for the good. Okay, so the first is God's word. The second is to begin to pray. Learn to pray. If you've never really thought about that, Jesus teaches people the Lord's Prayer. Real basic stuff. Great stuff to learn. But find yourself learning to pray. We pray here on Sunday mornings. We have a prayer group if you want to be a part of it. Find people that you can pray about. And then do this if you would. Turn to your neighbor. 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 How can I pray for you? Okay, so go ahead and fill it in. How can that person who wants to pray for you, they just asked. How can you pray for them? Tell them. Well, What's really wonderful is if you are willing to pray for them, and how many of you are willing to pray for that person? Now that's a promise. You understand what a promise is, right? Keep your promise. Okay, so prayer. The third one would be fellowship. Coming out of the book of Hebrews, the fellowship of the redeemed. The book of Psalms talks about the laughter of redeemed. Find yourself in a place where you can be with other Christians. And sometimes they're going to sing songs that are in pitch. It's really wonderful. You know, so you are welcome then to be a part of things where you get to be a member and people find out what your concerns are. They find out how you can plug in and you can be a part. And here's the phrase, of the fellowship of the redeemed. It's really wonderful. There is nothing else like the church. A lot of people think, and I have read it off and on all my life, that the church was disappearing, that the church didn't work anymore. And I'm here to tell you, Bethany Friends is a great church. And its people are wonderful. You can't find a better group of people. Anyway, so there's prayer, there's scripture, there is fellowship. And then the bottom line is there's Jesus. The whole reason why we gather is because of Jesus. Because he's forgiven us. He's provided for us. He's given us a future and a hope. And we could go on and on. Now, let's shift from the parable of the sower and the seed and the soils to think about today. Today, in the life of Bethany Friends, we're going to celebrate people that want to be baptized. And baptismo, coming out of the Greek, means to be immersed in, is what that means. And so there's going to be at this lake where they are going to go underwater, and then I'm going to bring them back up. And that is to signify that they go down with sin, but they come back and they're cleansed. They're cleansed. And so there is this sense in which we as a group of people celebrate what God is doing. It's a changed life. And there are people who have made professions of faith, but they asked a lot of you to be here today to witness this with them. So when you think about baptism, if somebody ever asks, here's the phrase I need for you to use. Baptism is an outward expression, go ahead, outward expression for an inward change. Outward expression for an inward change. And what you have is that there are people who want to say, I want to identify with Jesus Christ. I want to make an outward expression. I want to tell others that I want to identify with Jesus. And it really is wonderful. A couple other things, just so that you know, you're all welcome. We'll make a car. Yeah, one of those things.
Thank you.
God, can't believe I'm getting old. You know, my brain is somewhere else. Anyway, we're going to go up to the lake. At Bethany Friends, we believe that, and I am the pastor, in case you're wondering, how did he get to have that job? Anyway, but I am, but we baptize. The community of faith baptizes. And so if you want, you are welcome to get into the water with me, with the person that's being baptized that you come to be with. So if you want, there's some bathrooms back here. I have a pair of shorts on under this. I'm going to have a pair of sandals. If you don't have sandals, that ground might be rocky. So if you have flip-flops, I'm not sure you're going to come out with your flip-flops. But you are welcome to use them if you'd like. But you're welcome to join me in the water. So if we could have the people who are being baptized, if you'd stand. And if you could give just a little bit of how you've come to faith. Not a whole lot, you know, you don't have to give a record's length, but just what else, what would you want to say? What would you want these people to know? Welcomed here.
Yay, Tristan.
I've been a very stubborn atheist for most of my life, and with a little bit of persistence from my wonderful soon-to-be husband and his support system, which is Joe Kraus, which I have told everybody Joe Kraus is the first person to buy me a Bible, and his persistence, to go to church with this lovely guy, thanks to Joe Kraus's recommendation.
Well, then, a double recommendation. Some others, go ahead.
I grew up in Christ, and I've always kind of known him, but I wanted to grow more, and I'm glad I've had this opportunity.
All right. Okay with that, but welcome, and it'll be good to do this with you, and then some other things, just so you know, there in when you look back over the history of the church, there are certain people who will be baptized for the very first time, and you will, if you go up to the lake with me, you will see that. But there's other people that I know who have struggled, and they have gone back and forth over their lives, and sometimes baptism again helps them put a stake in their lives. And so if you are one of those people, you are welcome to be rebaptized so that you can remember that you wanted to profess your alignment or your commitment to Jesus. And so that is also open to you as we go up and do this. We're going to do one more song called Down to the River to Pray. If you watched, what movie would that have been?
Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah, that brother song, that one. But we're going to sing that, and then we're going to pray, and then a bunch of us are going to get in a lake. There is going to be some food downstairs. So we've got...
So what are the, just a couple of little instructions here. We were over at the lake this morning. We set up a pretty good size tent that you can change out of your wet clothes, and it's private. Probably have a table and chair or something there, but no hangers or anything. But so that will be available. And just so you know, if you head south on 57, take the first left. It's Blake, and go up. There's a driveway. I think what I'm going to do here in a little bit is I'm going to go down and I'm going to grab one of our orange cones. I'll sit it out by the out on the road by the driveway there, because it's just a farm lane. It's easy to miss. So look for that. Is that any questions? If that's helpful to anybody.
Yeah.
Is there an address sign out there?
There is, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was it?
It's as clear as mud.
There's a sign out, 1976.
1976.
Yeah.
Come on up, let's sing this song.
United States, yeah.